Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 20. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders, but this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus."
Acts is a great book that teaches us of the power of Jesus at work through his apostles, his amazing power at work. And we're picking up in Acts chapter 3, just after Pentecost, just after the coming of the Holy Spirit in amazing power. Well done, guys. There's plenty of room up front. Thank you for coming up. So we're going to look at this story of this lame man in a second. But I'm going to need some of your guys' help. We're going to look at some places that I've been looking up during the week. They've got some slightly funny and strange names, and I'm going to need your guys' help to see if we can guess them. So, Marion, if we can have a first one up on the screens for us. Does anyone know where this place is, and especially what it's called? Does anyone have a guess? I might be able to give some hints along the way. Let's give it a guess. We've got a hand up over here. Go for it. Oh, it's not Shetlands, but it's a good idea. It's actually quite far away, so it's actually in New Zealand. Anyone know where it might be? Oh, go on, go for it again. Close. Now, if we can pop up the name, this is a place called Disappointment Island. I don't know who named that island. It looks all right to me, but there you go. Disappointment Island in New Zealand. How about this next one? Let's see if we can go. It's a touch easier. It's a bit closer to home. Anyone got any ideas where this might be? Go for it. Is it Cornwall? No, it's not. It looks very nice, though. Maybe Hannah would agree. That looks just as good as Cornwall, maybe. Go for it. Go for one more. No, unfortunately, not quite. So this is actually in Turkey. Can we pop up the name? What have we got here? This is Batman in Turkey. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see the real Batman there. I'm not too sure. We might. How about this next one? This is much, much closer to home. This is actually in Scotland. I'm going to give you the hint straight away. Any of our Scottish friends know where this might be? What do we think? What might it be called? Yeah, go for it. Edinburgh. That's a good guess. It's a good guess. It's not quite. Anyone? Go for it, Alex. One more. Loch Ness with a Loch Ness monster. Not quite. Let's shave a name. Let's see what we've got in store. This is Dull. So this is right bang, slam bang in the middle of Scotland. So I feel like I've got your summer holiday sorted. Go to Dull and you're welcome. So we've got some funny place names, and some of them might be quite fitting. I don't know how dull would actually be. But actually, in our story this morning, we've got a more fitting place name. Can anyone remember, where do Peter and John and the man at the gate, where are they in our story? Can anyone have a think? Yeah. Yeah, near the gate, and it's called Beautiful, absolutely. So you might say that our story this morning, there is a beautiful thing that happens at Beautiful. This is a beautiful and amazing thing that Jesus does. So let's pick up our story in verse 1 of chapter 3, shall we? And what do we see at the start? We see Peter and John meeting to go to pray at the temple. And verse 2, they meet a man. And as I read this verse, have a listen out. What do we learn about this man? What are the things that we learn? Verse 2, now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. So as Peter and John go in to pray, we're met with this man at the temple gates, and he is lame. Does anyone know what lame means? If someone's lame, what does that mean? Let's have a go. Yeah, exactly. He can't walk. So this man is lame. It means he can't walk. And we're told that he's placed there every single day at the gates of the temple. And did anyone notice, what was he doing? What is the man doing at the gates?
Begging.
Yeah, he's begging. Yeah, thank you, Alex. Yeah, he's begging. So he can't walk and he can't go into work. So the people leave him at the gates and he's begging for money. This is a really sad situation for this man. At the time, he'd be in a desperate situation. Not many people would be there to help him. This man's life is very, very difficult. Have a look at verse 4, though. Keep reading. And can you notice one more detail that we see? Adults, you might be able to spot this. How is this man feeling in verse 4? Peter and John have to ask him to look at him. This lame man, this lame beggar, can't look people in the eye as they go into the temple. He's ashamed. This is a man who sits day after day begging for money. Every day, his dignity is chipped away at. This is a man who is broken in so many different ways. This is a man who has a lot of problems. However, this man at the temple gate has an even bigger set of problems than being lame, than begging, and feeling shame. One more question. What do we think? Can anyone notice one thing the man can't do, one more thing that he can't do in verses 1 to 5. People are walking to the temple to pray, but what can't the man do? The man can't go into the temple. And this is a big, big problem. This man can't go in to worship God. He can't go in to be with God and his people in the temple. God chose to be with his people through the temple, and for over 40 years, Luke tells us, this man has been held back. He can't walk in, and he can't go near God. So what's going to happen to this man with so many problems? Well, we're going to see what happens next. But first, I want to ask you all a question. And it might be a bit of a spoiler, a bit of a giveaway in our question, but that's okay. But my question is, what would make you jump for joy? What would make you so excited that you leapt and jumped around and got excited? Have a think. I'm going to come and see some examples in a second. But as you think, watch this video. I don't know whether some of you recognize that video. It was an England football team scoring some goal at some point a little while ago. That may well happen in a few weeks' time, we don't know. But what do we think? Anything else that would make you jump up and get excited just like that? Yeah. Really? Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome. So some fun things at your house? Yeah, go for it. Oh, you got two. Go. Oh, we'll go for one and we'll see. Let's go.
Okay. When I get an extra large Biscoff chocolate bar.
Extra large Biscoff chocolate bar. I didn't even know there were extra large ones of those, but that sounds great. So your favourite food, maybe that's awesome. Yeah. Ice cream. Who doesn't jump for joy at ice cream? I think I'm definitely there. You know what? I asked a friend of mine earlier, and he said, ice cream for breakfast. I don't know whose house he's in, but I think I want to come and join. But yeah, ice cream is awesome. Now, there are so many things that can make us jump for joy. I put a few things on the screen that I was thinking of. Just a few things for us. Maybe spending time with some friends. Maybe you've got a sleepover or something like that. That's a lot of fun. Maybe passing an important exam. I know lots of us have got exams coming up soon. And I think by the time that's finished, I'd be jumping for joy too. Or maybe winning a big race. Is sports day coming up at school? Something like that. Again, jumping for joy. Some of us have already had sports day, so maybe you've already been crowned a winner. So we have this man at the temple gate, okay? And we know that he has some really big problems. He cannot walk, and he's begging in the dirt. He's carried to the temple gates every single day, begging for money and for food. But most importantly, he can't enter the temple. He can't be with God. He doesn't have a relationship with God. His problems don't just come from not being able to move his legs. He needs something to change on the inside too. Have a look at verse 6 in your Bibles and see what happens next. See what happens with Peter and John and this lame man. Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Instantly, this man has now been healed. This lame man is now leaping. He's walking, leaping, and jumping around. Now, if I was lame for over 40 years, I think I would leap around too, and I'd leap for joy. So from begging in the street, he is now jumping for joy. This is amazing. But notice one of the most important things we see in this whole story. The man isn't just happy. What's he doing in verse 8? He is walking, he is jumping, and he is praising God. This man has gone from being lame to leaping around. He's gone from begging to rejoicing. He's gone from shame to praising God. This man has been completely changed. And you know what? This man can now go into the temple to praise and worship God. All that has stopped him from having a relationship with God is completely removed, wiped clean, completely done away with, completely gone. This is amazing. And he rightly praises God for all he has done through Peter. Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And the man responded to this by praising God. So in the first part of our story, we saw a life's man change. And I wondered whether I could have some help, because I want to see some of the sorts of things that we might be able to change together. So can I have one volunteer? Super, why don't you come on up? Now I'm going to see what we can change. And as most people know, I'm a bit of a fashion icon here at All Saints. So I'm going to see if we can have this a major overhaul of your outfit. You ready? I'm going to pop some few things on. You don't have to keep it on for too long, because I appreciate your dress is very nice. So let's go. So we're going to go for this. Let's pop this on here. There we go. Nice little tie. I'll go for a cap. There we go. What do we think? Try and keep it on. Can we pop this jacket on? Should we pop your arm in there? And then that in there. What do we think? Let's see, make sure you can see. I think that's pretty good, don't you? Pretty good? I think that's all right. So that's my attempt at, that is really long, isn't it? That's quite, okay. But there we go. So maybe not work for a job interview, but that might work. So, but we can change outfits, right? We can change our clothes. Maybe summer's coming. We're getting some summer dresses out. Our shorts are coming out, football shirts and things.
So we've got that. Now, I'm going to keep you up here. Is that okay? Just wait here for just a second. Can I have one more volunteer? I'm going to change something else. Let's see. Okay. Noah, what do you think? You can come on up. And if you need your mum, that's okay. Now, I've got something slightly different in here. You ready for this? Right. Here we go. So now this is a box. Should we open up the box and see what's in it? Some people might already notice what's on the front. Ready? Let's see. Now, if you hold on to that. There you go. Now, I've got this. All I need to do is just find a plug. See if we can do it. We can change hairstyles, right? So we can... Don't worry, no, I'm not going to plug this in. It's okay, your hair is safe. But we can change hairstyles, yeah? Maybe we might change the colour. I mean, I've got a one all over. Does that work? Maybe? Okay, maybe not. We'll leave that at the front, okay? We'll leave that just there for you. So, no, if you stay right there. So we can change what we look like a little bit. Maybe I'll push the boat out just one more time, see if we can do one more change. Anyone else? Volunteer. Let's go. Let's go over here. Right. I'm going to put... Oh, we've got two volunteers. Great. How about... You know what? Both come up. Let's give it a go. We're going to pop you just next to Noah. Noah, can I just move you just a little bit that way? Here we go. Can you pop in there? Right. Now, I've had a bit of a sad time recently. My football team, Sheffield United, are thoroughly pants. They are really, really bad. So I'm going to ask you to hold these. Can you hold that shirt there? Now, I've been trying to figure out, I get sad when I watch my football team lose all of the time. So I thought, why not change? It's easy, right? I could just change who I support. Now, who? I've been thinking about which team to change to. And it looks like I'm in luck because I decided to change to Arsenal. Okay, so I'm going to get you guys to hold on to this. Hold on to that there. They did, Alex, didn't they? They won the league. It's quite convenient, actually. That's pretty good. So what do we think? I can definitely change my football teams, maybe. So there we go. So those sorts of things we can change. We can change our outfits. I'll take that hat off and then you can see. How about that? We'll pop that down on the floor just there. So we can change our outfits. We might be able to change our hair. And even potentially, depending on what we think, we can change football teams. But as we look at these guys here, we realize that we can change so many things in our life. We can change all these things. Maybe we might even move house. Change jobs. There are so many things that we can change. But what we've seen in our story today is that this man has not just been changed, but he's been saved. And this is something that only Jesus can do. So as we look at this change, we're going to look at all that Jesus has done. Why don't you guys go have a seat? And I think Hannah's going to help you take some of those bits off. I'll grab that. No, why don't you pop that on the floor for me? Thank you ever so much, guys. Really well done. So we've seen some of the changes that we can make. Now let's have a look at the man of the temple gate who's been changed and saved. And let's see how this has happened. Is it as easy as me just changing some clothes and changing a football team? Let's have a look. And have a look at verse 11 with me. Have a look at verse 11. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running into the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" And just jump down with me to verse 16. "By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see has now been made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see." The people around Peter and John are truly astonished by what's happened. They are shocked. They're amazed. They cannot believe what they've just seen. But Peter goes straight to the crowd and says, and begins to speak of Jesus and says, "This is not something that we have done." Did you notice that? He immediately says, it's not Peter and it's not John that's done this. No human being can change a person like this. This is not Peter's doing, no. Verse 16, it is the Lord Jesus. Only Jesus can change a person like this. This is a man who's been changed and saved by the power of Jesus. And what does this show us about Jesus? Jesus isn't just someone who comes to fix broken things, almost like a plumber or an electrician. He hasn't just come to fix someone's legs or to make someone well again. God sometimes does heal people now, but he never promises to do so. But what God does promise to do is something else entirely. He promises that through Jesus, he's going to do something far more important than heal someone's legs. This is something that's going to last for all eternity. He's come to save people from their sins. Jesus demonstrates his power over something like sin and death by healing this lame man. Jesus can make the lame man leap. He can take away shame and bring someone to rejoice. Jesus does all of these things to show us that he has power that no one else has. Jesus can change our hearts. Jesus can save us. And why do our hearts need to be changed? Well, it's because of sin, what the Bible calls sin. And here Peter preaches to this amazed crowd, and he points out that it is sin, this rebellion in our hearts, that needs to change. Peter tells us all that we desperately need to change, just like the man at the gate. Verse 13, it's the sinful heart of people who handed Jesus over to be killed. It's the sinful, broken heart that disowned him before Pilate. Verse 14, the baying crowd demanded a murderer be released instead of Jesus. And then the sin in the hearts of all the people, the rebellion and rejection of Jesus, put him on the cross. Peter says, with a little bit of irony, you have killed the author of life. This is huge. And this is a big, big problem. The story we've seen here in Acts chapter 3 shows us a beautiful thing. It shows us a man healed and a man changed, but most importantly, a man saved by the power of Jesus. And we all need that saving power of Jesus in our lives. We all have that sin that crucified him in our hearts. The Bible tells us we all share this same problem. We have the same rebellion, the same rejection of Jesus. And so as we look at the power of Jesus to change lives, to save lives, as we head out this morning, what are we going to do? Well, this is where Peter ends his sermon, his speech. Look with me at verse 19. Peter says this, "Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Repent then and turn to God. This is the good news of the Christian gospel, the Christian message. Jesus has the power to save. He has the power to change our lives. He can take away all of our sin and our shame. We can be like this lame beggar, ashamed and alone, but we can know what it is to be saved and welcomed in. God calls us to turn to him, to repent. We can join this lame man in rejoicing in Jesus, in praising God. We can be jumping, leaping, and praising God together. Our response is to stop in our rejection of Jesus, of rebelling against his rule and going our own way. He calls us to literally turn around, to turn to him, to trust in him, and we can know Jesus who changes and saves lives. So, as we finish this morning, for all of us, young and old, have you turned back to Jesus? Because all other change in our lives is just window dressing, like changing our clothes or changing our hairstyles. Only in turning to Jesus can we know joy and can we know salvation. So have you turned to trust in Jesus? The invitation is here in Acts chapter 3 to do exactly that. Maybe have a conversation with a Christian friend or someone you know here. The offer is there. Come know the power of Jesus in your life to save you from your sins. Let me pray as we finish. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can see the power of Jesus at work. Thank you that you can change and save lives. Please, Lord, for all of us here this morning, please help us to trust in you. Help us to turn back to you, whether that is for the first time or for the thousandth time. Help us, Lord, we pray, so we can go out here this morning walking, leaping, and praising you because of what you've done in Jesus. For your name's sake, amen.